Sunday Evangelium with Father Andrew Pinsent on the fourth Sunday of Advent.
Contrast is of great help in seeing something clearly. As happens, for example, when an artist paints a light object against a dark background. Today's readings for the fourth Sunday of Advent provide some of that dark background against which the coming of Christ, the light of the world, can be more clearly seen and understood. In today's first reading, King David wants to build a temple for the Lord, and in doing so, he's expressing the desire of the people of Israel not merely to receive good things from God, but to know God and have God dwell among them. It is for the same reason, to have God dwell among them, that Moses pleads with God in the book of Exodus, not only that the people of Israel will reach the promised land, but that he will see the Lord's face, and that the Lord will remain with the people, despite the fact that their very sinfulness puts them at risk from the holiness of God, in whom there is no darkness. It is also for this reason that the Ark of the Covenant, bearing the Word of God on tablets of stone, was so important and treated with holy fear. It is also for this reason, this desire for the presence of the true God, that there were such strong prohibitions of idolatry, arising from an acute consciousness that people risked giving false worship to what they had made, rather than to the true God. It is for this reason also that the Jewish people feared death, not only for the loss of this life, but for fear that in Sheol, the place of shadows of departed spirits, they might risk being cut off from God. This fear is expressed in some of the Psalms, like Psalm 6, "In death there is no remembrance of thee, in Sheol, who can give thee praise?" This desire to be in union with God, however, remained only imperfectly fulfilled in the Old Testament. As God told Moses, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." And the covenant with God was broken due to sin. The Ark of the Covenant was lost. The temple built by David's son Solomon was later destroyed. Yet throughout all these centuries of tribulation, the promise of God in the first reading remained, namely that God himself would make a house in which to dwell, and that the sovereignty of David's line and throne would be established forever. And this is the background against which the events of Christmas are highlighted like a light set in the darkness, like a mystery at last revealed, in the light of which the whole history of the Old Testament is seen as a foreshadowing and a prefigurement. For what St. Paul describes as the good news is something genuinely and uniquely new in the world, namely, that God has become man and dwelt among us. The temple that God has prepared is not the gold and stone of the temple of Solomon, but the body and blood of Jesus Christ himself. The Ark of the Covenant is no longer a casket overlaid in gold, but the Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception, who held the living Word of God. And when God lies in a manger, so that we can at last see him face to face, he has not come to us through the plans and works of a man, but through the loving obedience of a woman, who gives us, in a few simple words, the entire key to holiness and to glory. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you have said be done to me."
the feuds of the people. You save me from my furious foes. You put me at the head of the nations. You saved me from violent men.